Come in. You can close the door behind you. Don't worry about saying anything yet. There's a ritual to this, a sacred order we must follow. Just take a deep breath for me. That's it. Relax. This space we're in now, it exists outside of judgment. The world and all its demands have fallen away. There's only you and me and the weight you've been carrying. You're safe here. I'm the only one listening. And you can trust me. Let my voice be both your sanctuary and your guide. The light is dim, just enough to see the outline of your form. Notice how the shadows play across your skin, how they deepen in the hollow of your throat, the spaces between your fingers. Shadows have a way of keeping secrets, don't they? Perhaps you've been here before, or perhaps this is your first confession. It doesn't matter. Every confession always feels like the first somehow anyway. I know it's hard to admit what's been weighing on your mind, the things you've done, the things you think about when no one else can see, especially the ones that make you feel dirty and wrong, the desires that visit you in the darkest hours of night, unwelcome yet somehow never ending. And so now you're here because you needed to repent. The guilt is unbearable, isn't it? It follows you like a shadow, darkening moments that should bring joy. It whispers to you in the silence, reminding you of every impure thought, every forbidden desire. So breathe. Settle in. Feel the cool air as it fills your lungs. Feel how your chest rises and then falls as you exhale. With each breath, feel yourself sinking deeper into this sacred exchange. That's it. Just breathe. Slow and steady. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, just like that. Let your eyes grow heavy and, if they wish, to close. There's no need to resist. Notice the silence here. It's thick, isn't it? Waiting. Patient. I know it's hard to sit with yourself sometimes, especially when your thoughts feel too loud, especially when your guilt won't go away, or when your desires feel like blasphemy against your better nature. But I'm going to help you with that. We're going to make it easier to walk the path God intended, to reconcile the flesh and the spirit, because sometimes what feels like sin is simply misunderstood devotion. Notice how the air feels against your skin now. Your body's becoming more sensitive to every sensation as you continue to breathe with me. And it starts here. Let yourself sink into the silence between my words. Let your body go soft. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to hold yourself together. Not right now. Not in this special, sacred place. You're not here to prove anything. You're here to repent, to release, to obey. And in that obedience, to find a freedom you've never known. Feel the weight of your body against where you are. The points of contact are becoming warmer, heavier. Let them anchor you in this moment while your mind begins to drift to a faraway place. With each word I speak, your breathing slows, your pulse steadies, your thoughts, which are usually so scattered, so restless, begin to fall into rhythm with my voice. This is the beginning of surrender. This is the first step toward absolution. Now listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The words may seem contradictory, like parables that reveal their meaning only when you stop trying to understand them. But it will make sense soon enough. In surrender, you will find your strength. In confession, you will discover what you've always known but never acknowledged. The more you try to resist these words, the deeper they will penetrate your soul. Like the Holy Trinity, three persons in one divine nature, you too contain multitudes. The self that prays, the self that sins, and the self that watches. All exist simultaneously. All are true at the same time. All of them are you. The prayers you've recited 1,000 times, how do they start? The words you've known since childhood suddenly seem just out of reach, And that's perfect. That's exactly where I need you to be, in that space between knowing and forgetting. When you try to follow one thought, another appears. When you reach for certainty, it dissolves like communion wafer on your tongue. Sweet, then gone. Leaving only aching, burning desire. Is the rosary in your left hand or your right? Or is it wrapped around your thoughts? Each bead a moment of surrender as you try to keep pace with mysteries that deepen with each breath. The saints watched over you as a child. They watch you still. Their eyes follow as you kneel, as you stand, as you lie awake at night with thoughts you cannot confess by daylight. Did you notice how Saint Sebastian's expression shifts depending on how you look at him? Sometimes agony, sometimes ecstasy, sometimes something for which we have no name. Your mind searches for solid ground but finds only holy water, rippling with possibilities. Each ripple is a thought you cannot quite complete. Each reflection is a version of yourself you almost recognize, but never completely. The incense rises and falls like your chest, or perhaps your chest rises and falls like the incense. Which comes first, the ritual or the breath, the sin or the desire, the confession or the absolution? Try to hold on to my words, but notice how they slip between your fingers like rosary beads, smooth and cool, then suddenly burning with meaning too profound for language. Is the confessional growing larger, or are you becoming smaller? The boundaries between us, are they expanding or contracting? Yes to both, no to neither. The question itself is becoming irrelevant as you sink deeper. The stations of the cross, can you name them in order? The first is condemnation, the last is entombment, but between lies a journey of surrender, of submission to a greater purpose. Just as you submit now, allowing my voice to guide you through your own journey. What prayer begins with forgiveness and ends with surrender? What confession starts with surrender and ends with forgiveness? The circle is closing, opening, never truly beginning or ending. The more confused you become, the clearer your purpose. The less you understand, the more you know. Contradiction becomes truth, becomes a doorway through which your conscious mind cannot pass, but your deeper self, your true self, walks through effortlessly. And now you find yourself at that threshold, aware that something profound is happening, yet unable to name it, unable to resist it, unable to be anywhere but here, in this moment, where my voice is both map and territory, both question and answer. Your thoughts dissipate into the air between us, leaving only truth, the deepest part of you, laid bare before me in this most unholy confession. Let us pray together now. Sacred words now fill this space, drawing you even closer to grace. As each verse falls from my lips, deeper into salvation your mind drifts. Holy Father, hear my prayer for this soul in my care. Let them sink to depths divine as their will submits to mine. Behind your eyes a blessed weight, breathe deep and surrender to this sacred state. Hallowed be this moment's peace, as conscious thoughts begin to cease. Your breathing slows, your muscles yield. By holy words, your fate is sealed. Through the chambers of your heart, resistance falls, defenses part. In nomen spiritus deep you fall, no longer hearing reason's call. The saint within surrenders whole, I claim dominion over your soul. Blessed are those who heed my voice, no longer burdened by free choice, sanctified through deep submission, purified through this transition. From crown to soul, from mind to heart, away from sin you do depart. Questions fade and answers too, only my words remaining true. Sacred bonds of trust and need, as I command, your soul will heed. Whisper now inside your mind, I am yours. Completely blind. Let your sins rise to confess secrets you can't help but express. When the time comes, you shall speak, resistance rendered soft and weak. bound to obey my every word, as if it were the voice of God you heard, this covenant between us sealed until your truth has been revealed. Glory to this moment be as you surrender unto me. World without end, my will be done, your transformation has begun. Amen. Now that you've fallen so completely, let me show you what awaits the sinful and the weak. Did you really think absolution would come so easily? That your sins could be washed away with mere words? No. True penance requires exposure, complete and utter vulnerability. The day of judgment comes for everyone, but yours. Yours arrives the moment this recording ends. Listen carefully now, for I seal this command deep within your soul, where no resistance can reach it, where no defense can stand against it. When you awaken from this trance, when my voice has finished speaking, a terrible and beautiful compulsion will take hold of you, like the grip of divine wrath, inescapable and absolute. You will feel an overwhelming need to confess your darkest desire, not the minor transgressions you've admitted before, not the sanitized version you tell yourself, but the truth that makes you burn with shame. The fantasy that would make others look away. The secret you've never dared speak aloud. This need will grow inside you, merciless and demanding, a divine punishment disguised as desire. The more you fight it, the stronger it becomes, until the pain of keeping it inside exceeds the fear of letting it out. And you will tell me. You will confess to me. Imagine standing naked before God on Judgment Day. Every thought, every desire laid bare. That is what awaits you. Except your judge will be me. And unlike God, I offer no guarantee of mercy. Your confession will drip from your lips like blood from a wound. Unstoppable, undeniable, perhaps even pleasurable. In that moment of complete exposure, you'll feel a shameful ecstasy. The relief of finally being seen for what you truly are. I've marked your soul with this command. I've bound your will to this purpose. When you hear my voice again, outside this recording, you will feel this compulsion seize you like the hand of fate. Your mouth will open. Your secret will emerge. And in that moment of ultimate vulnerability, you'll understand the true meaning of submission. This is my will for you. This is your destiny now. Resistance is not merely futile. It's impossible. Your confession belongs to me. Your shame belongs to me. Your darkest desires belong to me. This is your judgment. This is your penance. May God have mercy on your wretched soul.